Chevra, there's a Torah that I've definitely shared before, but I felt this week needs to be heard in the situation that we're in. In the beginning of Parashas Vayakel, the Torah talks about Shabbos Kodesh, Baruch Hashem. Shabbos Kodesh. And we know that the 39 Malachas of Shabbos are all learned out in the Gemara, in Torah Shabbat Peh, in Mesech LeShabbos, which Daf Yomi is studying right now. Except for one Malacha. One malacha, which malacha is explicit in the Torah, in Perek, Lamin Hei, Pasuk Gimel, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem B'yoyim HaShabbos. Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem B'yoyim HaShabbos, that a fire cannot burn B'chol Mosh Vaseichem in all your dwelling places, B'yoyim HaShabbos, on Shabbos. And there's two very obvious questions. Number one, of all the malachas, why tell us that you can't have fire burning? There's 39 malachas. What about all the other ones? Why does that have to be explicit in the Torah? And number two, why does it say b'chol mosh v'seichem in all your dwelling places? As if, what, you could have a fire somewhere else? Meaning you could have a fire in your backyard, you could have a fire in the street? Sounds like you could only not have a fire in your mosh v'seichem. What's going on? So I'll share with you what I always felt, and I had a new matana that came to me today as a remez l'davar. Obviously, the Torah didn't feel a need, and maybe that's to tell us how important Torah Shabbat Peh is, to explicitly state the 39 malachas. Those are learned out from the Mishkan in Mesech Shabbos. So this has to tell us something deeper. You know, Chevra, if you remember when you used to watch cartoons back in the day, so when it wanted to show that there was a character that was angry, full of chaos, so the mamish, the head would be on fire and smoke coming out of the air, of their ears. Eish represents kas. Eish represents, fire represents anger. Mamish, when you're angry, you're heated. You're heated. You know, generally, in most Yiddish homes, all week long, people are all over the place. The guys are in yeshiva, the girls are in schools, parents are working. Okay, you see each other a little bit. One day a week, the whole family is back together, Shabbos Kodesh. And when the family's all together, all the siblings and the parents, sometimes, lo aleinu, it could cause a lot of machlokas. And sometimes, lo aleinu, it could cause kas, anger, amongst each other. So the Torah wants to remind us, when you get together on Shabbos, b'chol mosh v'seichem specifically, in your dwelling places, that's why it says b'mosh v'seichem. It's not talking about making a fire. That we learn out from the Mishkan. It's talking about having kas, having arguments, having anger. B'mosh v'seichem specifically in your dwelling places, lo suvaru eish, don't have any anger. Hashem wants us to get along. Hashem wants us to have benal mechavero. Hashem wants us to be nice to each other. We're in a predicament now, many of us, in this type of way where every day has become Shabbos. We're with our families more than we've ever been before, siblings and parents. Lo suvaru eish, b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yom haShabbos, I believe, is for every day now. It's for our time. Derech Eretz Kadma Torah. First and foremost, we have to work on our Derech Eretz. Are we getting along? Are we being nice to each other? Maybe Hashem put us into predicament to be metaking, to fix our Derech Eretz, to fix our Bein El Mechveru, to ensure that there's no anger, that there's no machlokas. Let's remember, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because sin is chinam. Clearly it's Ava, it's love, it's Bein El Mechveru that's going to rebuild it, it's going to bring Geula. Came to me earlier today. You know, when two people are fighting and there's anger, it takes two parties. It takes two to tango. So there's two elements of kas. There's two elements of kas. Kas is gematria 150. But there's two elements, it's both sides have kas. 150 plus 150, with the koilos 301, exactly gematria eish. Lo sevaru eish, that fire together. That kas shouldn't be at all in our homes. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. You know, Chevra, we've said before, you open up a chumash, and in all Sefer Bereishis, there are three mitzvahs. Completely disproportional. There are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. It should be about 122, 123 in each of the books. But only three in Bereishis? Because all Bereishis to teach us Derech Eretz, Midos, to learn from the Avos, the Imos, and their family life, what it is to give to each other and care for each other. What we look for in a spouse, Rivka, Imenu, who's going to give to drink and give the camels to drink. How not to act between Yosef and the brothers, different ways. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Before we start all the mitzvahs, we have to have Derech Eretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this predicament, maybe, to work on our Derech Eretz. L'Savaru Eish B'chol Moshvazeichem. Should all be Zoyche, that there should be no Eish in your homes. That we should all get along and have Shalom. And maybe in the schus of that shalom in your own homes, in each and every one of our homes, will be zoicha then to the ultimate gula, be zoicha to the end of all that we're going through, in the gula shlema with Mashiach of Keinu, b'mehera v'yameinu. Ay, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh.